I'm Brian Milligan, and this is an Advent series of The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever noticed how many idioms and metaphors there are that are centered around the word and concept of a song? You may have heard someone say, "That girl has a song in her heart," or "It's the same old song and dance." There are many others. There's a popular worship song with a refrain that goes, "Oh, he is my song," in reference to Jesus. While it is one of my favorite worship songs, I often find myself struggling with that refrain. I'm not always confident in saying, "He is my song." So what does it mean to say that Jesus is my song? Is it when he's the subject of a song I sing? Is it when I sing a song of praise to him? Those are indeed acts of worship, but I'm not a songwriter, and those aren't my songs. So how can Jesus be my song? There's a song in Scripture that might help us out here. During the Advent season, we read and meditate on the Scriptures that tell the story of Jesus' birth. In Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55, we can read Mary's song of praise, her Magnificat. After encountering the angel Gabriel, Mary is visiting her relative Elizabeth, who after hearing Mary's greeting is filled with the Holy Spirit and blesses Mary, confirming that Mary's unborn son is indeed Jesus, the Son of God. Mary then begins her song by singing, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant." Mary breaks out in praise not only because she carries the Son of God, but because of how God is turning everything upside down. We read a little later that he scatters the proud and brings rulers down from their thrones. He lifts up the humble, and he fills the hungry with good things. The kingdom of God that's being inaugurated through Jesus Christ inverts human structures and values and turns them into something much better. And Mary responds with joy. And why does God act in a way contrary to human structures and values? Well, it's because he's holy. Mary continues her song, "From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name." You see, God's nature is holiness. He's free from sin. He is separate from, other than, and exalted above all. So his ways are not our ways. God has shown favor to the underdog, and that brings Mary great joy. She expresses that thought three times in her song. Verse 50, "His mercy extends to those who fear him." Verse 52, "He has lifted up the humble." And verse 53, "He has filled the hungry with good things." Mary also expresses the other side of God's holiness and shows that he brings down the proud. This also happens three times. Verse 51, "He has scattered those who are proud." Verse 52, "He has brought down rulers from their thrones." And verse 53, "He has sent the rich away empty." Our society tends to place too much importance on the rich, the powerful, and the proud. These are things that are too often substituted for God, and so God expresses his holiness by blessing the lonely. This is such good news that it inspired Mary to sing a song that has been remembered and recited for over 2,000 years. And maybe that's how Jesus can be our song too. During the holiday season, our lives might become filled with events and crowds and stress that can affect our moods and maybe even our well-being. But this Advent season, remember that Jesus has given you a new song. He is that song. Jesus' birth was an announcement for the coming kingdom of God, a kingdom where the lowly are exalted and the proud are brought down, a kingdom where you are extended grace and love no matter your station in life. This is good news of great joy. So, let Jesus be your song. Be filled with joy and anticipation, and let your song burst out to magnify the Lord. The Daily Thread is a podcast of the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.